In counties across the U.S., voters might notice something way down at the bottom of their ballots, the candidates for county coroner. They're in charge of investigating violent and suspicious deaths, and they're up for re-election every 4 years. But should we be electing them at all? As Ray Ellen Bichelle reports, it's a centuries-old tradition inherited from across the pond.
Imagine medieval England.
Bring out your dead!
Life expectancy was abysmal. The plague was killing people left and right.
Bring out your dead!
Monty Python might be taking it to the extreme here.
I'm not dead!
Yeah, he says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not!
But maybe not by much.
You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Oh, I can't.
This is where and when the people in charge of determining who was legally dead and how they died came to be, a.k.a. the coroner. Coroners, or crowners, were representatives of the king. They were in charge of investigating suspicious deaths and of confiscating people's property sometimes for the monarch. Fast forward about 800 years, and coroners are still around today, right here. And in counties across the U.S., just like it was in medieval England, there aren't a lot of requirements for the position. Basically, you have to have a high school degree and not be a felon. Which is why someone like Sydney Ludwick is on the ballot in Colorado.
I'm the crazy ferret lady.
Yep, Ludwick has 5 ferrets. She's also an environmental activist, a watercolor artist.
And I am running for Douglas County coroner.
She graduated a couple years ago with a degree in biology, and then she was at a countywide gathering of Democrats when she made the decision.
When I saw that they had the coroner position available, I decided I'm going to run for that.
Ludwick's opponent could not be more different. Republican candidate Jill Roman is a board-certified medico-legal death investigator and guesses she's been involved in investigating about 50,000 deaths.
And my particular opponent has never even touched a dead body. She's 22. She still lives at home with her parents.
You might think Roman's a shoo-in for this race, but she's nervous. She says in today's polarized politics, people tend to vote along party lines and don't think too hard about who they're voting for when it comes to something like coroner. It's possible she could lose to Ludwick.
It's heartbreaking. It's heart-wrenching.
So Roman is busy knocking on doors.
I spend pretty much 8 hours a day on Saturday, pretty much 7 or 8 hours a day on Sunday. I do it until it's dark.
Michael Doberson knows all too well what Roman is going through.
Yeah, that was not a pleasant experience.
Doberson was the county coroner in Arapahoe County, Colorado, for about 20 years. He's extremely qualified for the role, a forensic pathologist, a medical doctor, even has a PhD in microbiology. At first, he ran as a Republican, which, taking into account his politics, was odd.
I'm a lifelong Democrat.
But the county was pretty Republican.
And all the county, the Arapahoe County leaders said that if I wanted the job, I'd have to become a Republican.
So he did. Eventually, Doberson decided to run as a Democrat anyway. But he says no matter what party he was representing, the opposition would always drum someone up to run against him. Sometimes people with no relevant experience. People like Sydney Ludwick. And that's the problem, he says. This is an important job.
It's been said that as coroners, we write the last chapter in a person's life.
Was that hanging a clear-cut suicide, or might an autopsy show it was actually a murder? Did the old man die of heart disease, or might a toxicology report show that he actually died from taking opioids? Over the years, a lot of states have switched to a new system. Instead of coroners, they have medical examiners. They're appointed rather than elected, and they're trained to be able to do things like autopsies, rather than having to hire someone else to do that work. But that's not the case in counties across the U.S. For the most part, we are still electing coroners.
It's kind of silly that we're still doing something so outdated.
That's Sydney Ludwick. And crazy as it is, one of the things she wants to work on as coroner is to make sure that only people with medical degrees can run for the position.
You want to get elected so that people like you can't get elected again.
For the coroner position, yes. No one's tried to change it before, so I have to take it upon myself to do that.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.